Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing that. This is Mike Roizen. I'm your host, coming to you from Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland, Ohio. And we are, as usual, sponsored by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. You'll want to check out their website, LifesFirstNaturals with an S.com, for the randomized double-blind controlled trials. That's the gold standard, showing why those are so good. The Dye Rescue doesn't have those, but Bovine Colostrum and Truebiotics do. And you'll also want a Dye Rescue, by the way, does for diarrhea treatment in adults, but not for its new use in preventing some of the side effects of GLP-1s. That's Wegovy and Ozempic, Zepbound, and Mounjaro when you step up doses. They don't have randomized trials on those, but do on the other conditions. And of course, LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up there for the free newsletter once a week, every Tuesday. You get information that's very useful to you, as well as a neat cartoon about something in wellness or longevity. Today, our guest is from the Wallet Hub, and we go over a lot of stuff from Wallet Hub because they send us, and we share with you, the most and less and least for a lot of topics. Today, it is Chip Lupo, who is an analyst for Wallet Hub, talking about the most and least stressed cities in America. Thank you, Chip, for coming on. But I was really surprised to find out that Cleveland is the most stressed city and that Fremont, California is the least stressed city, and we've got to ask him why. And also that Portland, Maine was in one of the 10 least stressed cities, and New Orleans, Louisiana, which I can understand with hurricanes bearing down on them all the time, would be one of the most stressed, and they are number 9 on that list. But what's the way you analyze this, Chip?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Well, what we did was we compared 182 cities, and that includes the 150 most populated U.S. cities, across four key dimensions. Those are work stress, financial stress, family stress, and health and safety stress. And within those four dimensions are 39 relevant metrics, and they run the gamut. These include crime rates, traffic congestion, unemployment, annual household income, housing affordability, divorce rates, all sorts of different factors. And this is a survey, as you mentioned. Cleveland is the most stressed city according to our study. So this is a list that you don't want to be high on. The lower on the list you are, the least stressed you are. Cleveland, and again, just to set this in context, right behind Cleveland is Detroit. So you're talking about two major urban areas, Rust Belt cities, blue collar. So maybe there's a correlation there once you look at the rest of the rankings. But for Cleveland, first in financial stress, what that means is that, well, according to the data, Cleveland has one of the lowest median household incomes at less than $41,000.
Now, did you adjust this?
Yes.
For cost of living? Because when it was adjusted for cost of living last year, we were one of the highest cities.
Yes, I was just about to get to that.
That is the metropolitan area. And I don't know whether it's just the actual city or the full, it was looked at for the full county area.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because yes, and just in full disclosure, this is limited to city proper. So anything in Cuyahoga County, any of the outlying suburbs are not included. This is just focusing solely on the city proper of Cleveland.
So it turns out that Cleveland, since I'm here and know the data well and heard it presented at our, what's called, there's a Cleveland Civic Club, and it's the City Club of Cleveland, where the presentation was made that Cleveland, and this is interesting, there's only one city in the United States with more post baccalaureate degree as a percent of the population and a higher, first of all, go through that. So my test question to you, Chip, and I'm putting you on the spot because I haven't told you and you don't know this, but what's the only one city in the United States with a higher post-baccalaureate degree population than Cleveland?
Well, if I were to guess, I would say Boston.
No, it's actually Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Pittsburgh has higher, is the only one. We're higher than San Francisco and Boston. And consequently, if you look at the cost of living adjusted economy of Cleveland, it was in the top, I think it was in number four in the United States with the San Francisco Bay Area. And this is from 2021, I believe the data were, maybe 2022. But that was the only area with, that was the area that was number one.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Michael, because I have roots in Pittsburgh, and Cleveland and Pittsburgh are kind of on the same trajectory as far as their revitalization efforts. Because if you look, it's based on medical technology. A lot of the Pittsburgh went from this smoky steel-based economy to the medical technology, and Cleveland is heading down that same path. So it's interesting that you brought that up.
The other thing that was interesting is Columbia, Maryland, which is in your survey, which is halfway between Bethesda or Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and or Bethesda and Baltimore, but has the highest median annual household income adjusted for cost of living. Cost of living in the Washington, D.C. area is pretty high, I would guess.
Yes, it is.
But, and the housing costs are pretty high there, I would guess. But that's an interesting, I did, when I was at NIH, I went from Buffalo for the first 17 years to San Francisco the next 17, with three during the Vietnam era in Bethesda, but really in Columbia, and then three in Boston. And so it is interesting that from Columbia to San Francisco, it was a step up in cost of living due to housing costs. And it's a real step up now, I imagine. Is that right? Is Columbia much lower in housing costs than San Francisco?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's not too many places in the United States, maybe Honolulu or someplace, that would be higher housing costs than San Francisco.
Now, I interrupted you. So the most stressed city is Cleveland. Second is Detroit. Third is Baltimore. Fourth is Memphis. Fifth is Gulf Point, Mississippi. Sixth is Philadelphia, and I was surprised at that. Seventh is Birmingham. Eighth is Akron. Ninth is New Orleans, and 10th is Jackson, Mississippi. So what were the criteria? Again, you said there were four major criteria and 39 minors. And the other thing that I was surprised to find out is how high the divorce rate is in Cleveland.
Yes, and that had a significant bearing on the family stress dimension, because it, as you said, it does have the second highest separation and divorce rate in the country at 41%. It's also the 19th highest percentage of single parent households.
Chip, if Cleveland is the city with the highest divorce and separation rate, second highest, what is the city with the highest?
Well, Michael, I'll have to look into that for those specific numbers, but it does fall under family stress category. And according to our data, Fresno, California ranks at the top of the family stress dimension, whereas Cleveland ranks 12th, and divorce rates does fall into that.
And what is the city with the lowest family stress?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which if you look at it, it's consistent with the overall data. We focused for briefly on the top 5 or 10. Let's take a look at the bottom 5, and you have places like Bismarck, North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, Sioux Falls. So it seems that if you're going towards the upper Midwest, the Plains area, and even out towards Pacific Northwest, those areas seem to be less stressed than the ones that we've mentioned here earlier.
So stress, I often think of as due to friends and as well as passion and posse and play. When you think of posse and passion and play, I often think that New Orleans, with the passion for music and the posses and the play, should be one of the least stressed. But you rate it as one of the most stressed. And again, is that financial stress?
It would be financial stress. And areas like New Orleans, there's a very high crime rate, very high unemployment rates. All of those things go into account. And if you're looking at the top 10, again, New Orleans at 9, Jackson, Mississippi, similar, not quite as a large area as New Orleans, but it's the same thing, high unemployment rates, high crime, Birmingham, Gulfport, Mississippi, and Memphis. These are all areas in more or less the Deep South that share some of the problems and issues that we're seeing at the top with Cleveland and Detroit.
And what about Philadelphia? Why is it there?
Philadelphia is ranked, where is it ranked? Sixth.
Sixth most stressed.
Yeah, their lowest ranking was in the health and safety stress, which would undoubtedly have to do with crime rates. Crime rates are very high. Unemployment is high.
Now, when I look at the list, it tends to be larger cities in the stress cities and smaller cities, Portland, Maine, maybe being the biggest of the cities, or I guess Portland, Maine, or I think that maybe the biggest of the cities is the least stressed city. Is that generally true? The smaller cities are less stressed?
It seems to be, but I think geographically has more to do with it. It does seem like New England area, for the most part, seems to be a little less stressed than maybe the Rust Belt and some of those Deep South cities that we talked about.
Where do the California, the Texas, and the Florida cities fall in this list?
San Bernardino, California, 19th. They have a high family stress rating, which again would be attributed to things like single-parent households, divorce rates. Houston was one notch above them. They didn't fare well in either the work stress or the health and safety. Now, work stress could be anything from the number of hours worked to hours commuted, how much time you spend in traffic. Those things come into play when we're talking about work stress.
We're talking with Chip Lupo, L-U-P-O, of Wallet Hub. And Chip, Wallet Hub does these surveys on a number of topics. But how does one use this? Where would one, would you use this to say, I want to live in a and work in a relatively, let's just say you're finishing law school and can get the bar in any city, or finishing medical school, or just finishing or deciding I'm going to work as a welder. Would you go and say, I want to work in a less stressed city because it's likely my marriage will last longer, it's likely I'll have less financial stress, and it's likely that the people around me won't bring a gun to my house very easily. Is that how you use it, or how would you use this list? And again, it's a list that Wallet Hub does as one of the major, one of their many and very fun lists to think about, but also maybe something we should be using.
You bring up an interesting point, Michael, because yes, you could use this as a starting point. This is more or less a blueprint, because what we do is, well, for lack of a better word, we take the complex and try to make it understandable. Because if you really want to dig into this, you can go into the U.S. Census Bureau, Bureau of Labor Statistics, FDIC, Housing Urban Development, CDC, FBI, a number of different agencies and websites you can look at. But yes, you could use this as a starting point. It's more or less a blueprint if your objective is to find a place, the least stressful place in which to live.
And how do you use, how did you use this? Have you used this specifically in any way?
Well, I haven't used this data before, but it makes sense to me looking at some of the places that I've lived and where I live and some of the factors in some places. And I've lived primarily in the Carolinas. I'm currently in Columbia, South Carolina, which ranks somewhere in the middle of this survey. But if I were looking for a place, I would definitely use this as a reference. And if looking for even more specifics, again, you can reference some of those government agency websites that I cited earlier.
We should thank Wallet Hub for both letting us interview you as well as providing this kind of list. And as someone whose son lives in Philadelphia, I live in Cleveland, and daughter lives in Raleigh, only one of us has chosen well based on the stress cities to live in. But I want you to know, I'm going to speak up for Cleveland. Not only is the cost of living low, but the access to cultural phenomenon, the orchestra, the sporting events, the baseball, basketball, football, and art museum. One of the things that is fun is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but the Cleveland Art Museum did receive donations. It's a very generous city and did receive donations enough to make it free forever for everybody, as opposed to many other cities where the museums cost money. A lot of that is free in Cleveland. And I guess if you're financially stressed, it helps to have free cultural events and inexpensive sporting events.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing before we go, you had mentioned the baseball. And this is just anecdotally, I had a conversation. I was a sports journalist for a number of years. And a buddy of mine, we were just having a usual sports discussion. And he just noticed off the top of his head that it seemed like the more distressed an area was, the more passionate they were about their sports, because it seemed to be one thing that united the community. And he cited Cleveland, Detroit, Pittsburgh in the 1980s, Buffalo, New York, these areas that are just really hurting. When the teams do well, it just seems to boost the morales of those areas.
Well, I can tell you that I lived in Chicago for 17 years, and the first year I was there was the year Michael Jordan came, but it was also the year that the Chicago football team, if you will, the Bears,
yes,
had the Super Bowl shuffle and won the Super Bowl, and it totally transformed the city. And then Michael Jordan continued that transformation to make it okay to work really hard to get well. I'll just tell you one story. Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson told me once that he would have Michael Jordan and four white guys, if you will, play against the rest of the team. And Michael would not, the only thing they would let Michael do, and this was on day practice days, was determine the end of when he could tell them within 5 minutes of when the game was going to end. Michael Jordan was such a competitor as he would never let the other guys on the team win. It always had to be his team that won, and he'd keep playing until the other guys got too tired and would say, okay, let them win so we can end practice. So I must tell you that one day when they didn't have a game for 3 days, the rest of the team said, we're going to win today. After about 4 hours of playing, they said, okay, we'll let Michael win. So that's how competitive he was. And it was okay. He transformed the city to make it okay to be a workaholic city. We can talk about some of how hard he worked. But in any case, you're right. Sports do transform a city somehow. Doesn't make much sense, but it is true. And we are passionate in Cleveland about our sporting teams. And you can even quote how well the Guardians are doing now with five guys on the All-Star team. We've been talking with Chip Lubow. This is 1209 B, and as you can tell, I've been defending how wonderful Cleveland is. Chip Lubow is from, and we're appreciative of them loaning us from WalletHub.com, which has a lot of these wonderful studies on it. He covers credit cards for WalletHub exclusively. So thanks, Chip, for coming on. But especially thank you for downloading us and listening to us. This is 1209B. The B's are always wonderful guests. The A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Thanks again.